Why don't you tell us the brand new name for this podcast, where this is episode 11.5. What is the new name? What are we going with?
The name is... Welcome back to another episode. This episode is kind of a different one. We're explaining our departure from the name, technically speaking, all the drama surrounding it, and we're also going to announce our brand new name and tell you what's coming up on the podcast.
Exactly. Welcome back, everyone. This has been kind of something that's been in the works for like a little bit. Like, it's been very hectic and very stressful, and we kind of wanted to tell you our story about the new name. But yeah, Jacqueline, I guess like Jacqueline actually has the most to say because she actually did like feel the most heat from this entire situation, and I was asleep for part of it. Sorry about that, Jacqueline. We'll get into that a little bit later. But Jacqueline, why don't you preface and give us an idea of like how this kind of all started and came to be?
Okay, so this was maybe one of the most stressful days of my entire life. So let me paint you a picture for everyone listening. August 16th, it's a Sunday. It was really up late the night before. Darsh and I decide, hey, we're going to launch a YouTube channel. So we posted on Saturday and we are amped about this YouTube channel.
Yo, we were so psyched. We were messaging back and forth like, yo, we're amped. We're so excited. This is going to be dope.
We were so excited. We post our first video. It's getting a good click-through ratio and everything's going well. We're getting tons of positive feedback.
Exactly.
And then I get a message at like maybe 2 a.m. and someone goes, hey, someone else has a name, technically speaking, on YouTube. What's the deal? And the message was not taken in like, it was very aggressive. I'll just be honest about that.
Mm-hmm.
And to give a little backstory, when we launched the podcast in March, Darsh and I never thought it was going to become a video podcast. So we did our due diligence in checking trademarks. There wasn't any, for technically speaking, but we didn't check on YouTube and we didn't really think it was an issue either because it's a really common phrase and there have been many shows that have used that similar name.
Exactly. Yeah. Like literally you can go on any podcast form or you can go on any YouTube channel and like actually a lot of their taglines used to be technically speaking. Someone actually brought this up during this entire discussion and like issue, I guess the debates. Someone brought up that John Rettinger, he used to have the tagline for his YouTube channel be technically speaking. It's a very common phrase.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a nice play on words that a lot of tech YouTubers or people in the tech industry use.
Yeah. And no one had trademarked it or anything, and no one was using it for the purpose that we were using it for. So a big thing with trademarks is like, does it create confusion for consumers? And that's how you kind of like get the trademark. So it didn't really, because it was a different platform.
Mm-hmm.
And when we launched in March, this guy named Scott, who's a lovely guy.
Dope dude.
Yeah. So he tweeted us, hey, this is awkward. And then he sent his YouTube channel, but all like in good fun. We didn't know about him at the time. This was actually kind of great because we got to find out about his channel. And we responded like, oh, great minds think alike. Like, definitely we'll check out your channel. And it ended there. And he seemed pretty cool. He didn't say anything to us like, oh, please don't use the name, or it would be great if you didn't. Like, nothing was brought up and everyone kind of knew about it. We weren't aware about his channel when we started it, but we had done a ton of branding and pre-recorded a bunch of episodes. And we just kind of went with the name.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we literally were just like, when we came up with the name, technically speaking, we're like, okay, this is like 5-6 months in the process. Like, Jack and I were having calls in October of 2019, trying to figure out like how we're going to brand this podcast. And like, finally, when we figured it out towards the beginning of 2020 and we started thinking about all the branding and how we wanted to approach things, we were like, this is a dope name. And when we found out that Scott actually had the name on YouTube, we didn't think we were going to go over to YouTube if at all or anytime soon or anything like that. We didn't know.
And we also didn't think it was an issue because his videos are like tech reviews and ours are like podcasts around tech, but also internet culture.
Yeah, like we talk a lot about, like, I think one of the things that we talked a lot about, at least at the beginning, was TikTok, because this, like, we did start at the beginning of quarantine. So like a lot of what was going on was TikTok, right? But like, yeah, like we don't always just focus on tech. We always leave sections just to talk about ourselves and give that more like personable vibe that we can give to show our audience more, I guess, of a closer look into who we are and like the way that we kind of live our lives.
So this is all to say, it felt different. And we went with the name and he knew about it and he was totally fine with it. And we'll link his channel below because he's an awesome creator and you guys should check him out.
Fantastic creator. Definitely check him out.
So this person writes and they are like, hey, this guy named Scott has a channel. I'm like, oh yeah, like actually I didn't know about him when I started the podcast, but found out about him after. And it's actually been a really nice perk of the podcast that we have this name. And this guy writes back like an incredibly rude response, like, oh, like you just do what you want, and very heated. So I go to bed, it's 2:30, and I'm like, oh, like this may be an issue. So I'm sleeping now, it's like 2:30 or 3, and then at 7 a.m., I wake up to my phone like buzzing like crazy, and I'm like, oh no, like this cannot be good.
Mm-hmm.
If my phone is just buzzing off the hook, I'm like exhausted too, because I had barely slept, and I pulled an all-nighter the night before, and I open up my phone, and my Twitter mentions are just hammered with people writing us about the name. People that don't even know, like didn't know about the show for the last 8 months that we've been running it, were like writing, oh, like you as a bigger creator, which I personally like don't even view myself as like a bigger creator, like you're hurting the smaller creator's business, which of course I would never want to do. So responding to all these things, and obviously with the podcast, everything is a joint decision between Darsh and I. So I'm never going to make a decision without Darsh's approval, because we both came up with a name, we both come up with how we respond to things like this. So at 7:30 a.m. I text Darsh and I'm like, hey man, like something is going on, people are pissed at us, like I don't really know what to do. So Darsh is sleeping at this point, because it's 7:30 a.m. on a Sunday.
No, okay, so that's the catch though. So like I was sleeping at 7:30, but then at 8 o'clock, I don't know if you remember, I got I actually messaged you back.
Yeah, you woke up.
My sleep schedule for the past couple of weeks has been really, really weird. Like I'll aim to wake up for like 9 a.m. in the morning, but then I'll end up waking up at like 7 or 6 on a work day. And then on the weekends, I want to wake up at like 11 and I'll wake up at like 8. And then like I'll put myself back to sleep eventually just because I know it's not like good for me to keep waking up so early. I just get my sleep that I need. Anyway, besides that, I woke up at 8 and I sent Jacqueline a message and I'm like, this is messed up. Like, this is crazy. Like, what's happening? I thought for a second when I opened the Twitter, like my Twitter account, I was like, yo, shoot, did we get famous overnight? Like, is this what overnight blowing up means? And it was like, no, not in the slightest. No. This is not blowing up. This is literally the epitome of, I guess, just like hate. Like I felt like at some point it felt like being canceled. We were canceled for a hot second.
I text Darsh and I'm like, here's what's going on. And in the meantime, there's a bunch of people writing. And I also want to say, like, even though these people, in my opinion, were incredibly rude, mm-hmm. I understand that they were trying to support a creator and I don't fault them and there's no bad blood between us. But the replies are getting intenser and intenser, and now people are subtweeting me. And also, I want to make clear that, like, Darsh and I are doing this together, but I'm the one, like, just getting hammered. So
yeah.
There's, like, these major subtweets, like, these threads all about my channel and me as a person, like, people don't even know me. And this continues to happen. So I'm like, all right, like Darsh is still sleeping. This is maybe like 7:45. And I'm like, all right, like in the meantime, I'm just going to change the podcast channel on YouTube to a Technically Speaking Podcast. And I felt like at the time that was enough because it made it like really distinct and different. Obviously it wasn't, but that's kind of at the time when I was thinking. And at the same time, I texted a bunch of creator friends and I was like, here's what's going on. We didn't know about the sky when we started it. No one owns the trademark. We're like supposed to be filing for the trademark now. But a lot of people are upset and we don't want to do anything that hurts a creator or makes a creator feel uncomfortable. Like, what do you think we should do? Darsh wakes up and I'm talking to Darsh about it. And I say to him, hey, like, I think there's a real possibility here that we have to change our name. And then Darsh falls back to sleep.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I fell back asleep. I got up a couple hours later. But like, I guess one of the things that I didn't realize, like when I woke up, I was still like half asleep. Right. But I was taking it as very, I was taking it kind of light. Like, I felt like it was kind of a, like, I thought, like, maybe this wasn't as deep as I thought as it actually was.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, I was like, maybe just a couple people just being like, hey, like, you're doing this and it's hurting this other person, this other channel, it's hurting Scott. And one of the big things for us was, like, Scott knew about all this and he wasn't tweeting at us. So we just thought it was okay. Like, at least for me at the time, I thought it was okay. I was like, okay, I can just go back to bed.
Yeah, he didn't say anything about, people were tagging him like, what do you think, Scott? And he hadn't said anything. So we didn't think like he was on a bad page with us.
Yeah, we thought that he was okay with it. And like, we weren't sure exactly what to do. And at that moment in time, I was tired and I decided to go back to bed.
Okay, so Darsh falls back to sleep. I'm up now. My heart is like racing. I'm like sweating. It's so stressful. I never really understood like what it meant to have like this like mob mentality of people just like writing really hateful things to you. Mm-hmm. Until this moment, I'm getting like threats via DM. And it's really getting bad. And then there was also some people that were like constructive about it and nice about it. And they were explaining like, yes, obviously you didn't know about Scott, but, and obviously he doesn't own the trademark, but it would be the right thing to do because if your podcast like blows up overnight, could it cause confusion for the algorithm? And like, they were explaining, I was like, you know what? Like, I could totally see that perspective.
Yeah.
I only want it. This creative community has given me so much. I never want to do something that hurts someone. At this point, there was also people like threatening me in my DMs, and Darsh fell back to sleep. So I had to put out a statement, and I knew we had to change the name or just end the podcast. Like, there wasn't going to be a solution where we kept the name.
Yeah, exactly.
So it sucked, but I was like, all right, I'm going to have to just do this. And I felt horrible about it too, because I didn't want to do anything without Darsh. But I post like a statement for my own personal account. I didn't post anything from our joint account because I wanted Darsh to be part of it. And I was basically like explaining the situation of like, we obviously didn't mean to do any harm. Like, thank you to everyone that like explained this to me and it's bonus points if you were nice about it and didn't threaten me in my DMs.
Yeah.
And like, I post a statement, it goes up, and then kind of this, and okay, Darsh is still sleeping at this point. I want to make clear. So then Darsh wakes up.
Yeah.
He sees that we've changed the name at this point, right? So Darsh, in the, between the time that Darsh is awake and then falling back to sleep, literally the name change, backlash increased by like 1,000,000%. And then Darsh wakes up and he was like, all right, like, I think we should hop on the phone.
Yeah. So it kind of came to a point where it was like, we both just were like in shock and awe. And it was scary. I mean, like, as much as I wasn't getting a lot of the heat for it, and that's actually one of the things I was actually most frustrated about within this entire thing. Like, this is both Jacqueline and my podcast. This is something that we've done both together. We've been working on it. It's our baby. It's something we've been working on for so long. And the fact that she had to take all that heat on her own, like, that's not done. Like, it's very much like, if you want to attack someone for doing something wrong or something that's not right, do some research into what it is that they've done. Don't just hop on the bandwagon and just start yelling at someone. As like, this is really just joining the mob mentality.
The most disheartening thing for me was, like, someone had tweeted me the day before, like, hey, I love your channel and you're a huge inspiration. Like, you're the reason I started. And then the next day, like, they were the one subtweeting me and all these things, like, without even, like, asking me, like, what had happened.
Yeah, like, no one asked for what was the situation. Everyone just took that one, that instigator tweet, that one thing that kind of just, like, popped everything over the line. Everyone just joined in, like, okay, yeah, this guy's right. Like, Jacqueline's, like, a big creator. She shouldn't be, like, killing the small creator. But, like, again, like, that wasn't, like, ever her intention. That was never our intention.
Yeah.
When we started this podcast, it was both of us trying to, you know, do something that we could interact with our audiences better. Anyway,
so I call you, right?
Yeah, we end up getting on the call.
So I call you, and I literally said to you, like, how are you sleeping through a crisis right now?
Yeah,
literally. And you're like, oh my God, like, what is going on?
I was so confused because I woke up and I was like, okay, this isn't that bad. Like, if I fall back asleep, it's chill. And then I wake up like 3 hours later, and I'm like, oh no, like, what just happened? Like, this is terrible.
Yeah, and then this kind of like this bizarre thing happened where, so I post a statement, and at that point, and like now, I totally acknowledge that, like, we shouldn't have used that name. And with this new name that we're going to tell you about soon, like, we've really researched it thoroughly. We've talked to an attorney. We're filing for the trademark.
Yeah.
Kind of a weird thing happened, though, where then it kind of reversed. And then all the creative community, like, everyone that I'm friends with in the community, then defended us.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember how many, like, positive tweets we then, like, got that entire day?
They were getting a ton of tweets. Because, like, here's the thing with any mob mentality. There's always going to be two sides to the argument. It's one side that's the aggressor, someone who's actually started this entire mob to hate. And then there's this other side where it's like, no, like we want to, like, help you grow as people and help you learn what to do better.
Yeah.
Like given 100%, like, changing the name was, like, something that we needed to do. Like, I understand, we both understand that. Like, as much as we could have kept it and, like, there'd be no legal issues, like, it wasn't the right thing to do ethically.
Exactly.
Like, that's the thing. Within ethics, like, we decided, like, we wanted to be ethical and moral. We wanted to, you know, help other creators grow. And if this was going to help this other creator grow, it's going to help Scott, then yeah, 100% we'll change our name. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But the people and the amount of, like, support we got after that was, it was just kind of weird. Like, and, like, another thing, actually, Jacqueline mentioned that she gave an apology from her account. And the tweet was literally, I never thought I'd be one of these YouTubers to write a notes app apologies on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, I have to do one too now. Because I was like, because I wanted to also make aware, like, there was a lot of hate going on, Jacqueline. And again, Jacqueline, I'm so sorry for this. Like, if I was up earlier, I could have joined in and kind of tried to interject. No, like, you shouldn't have been getting all that heat. Like, first thing in the morning, waking up just to a bunch of heat, it just kind of shifts your day a lot.
Yeah, I was on my phone for like 8 hours.
Yeah, literally. I recharged my phone 3 times that day. But that's also because the iOS 14 beta has been killing my phone. But yeah, like, I don't know. It was a messy situation. We came out with the apologies and
we meant it too. It wasn't like we, like, got bullied into apologizing. Like, we genuinely felt like it was the right thing to do.
Yeah. Like, we got on the phone. We talked about everything that we needed to figure out. We figured out that, okay, we need to change the name. We need to issue apologies and make sure that Scott understands that we were not doing this in any malicious intent.
Yeah. No malintent. And then we DM'd Scott actually. And he actually, like, wrote back to us, like, totally understood. And he was actually, like, he knew about us in March, of course. And, like, he acknowledged that we had that tweet where he didn't say anything. And, like, he was cool with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad that he, like, accepted our apology and, like, knew that none of it was done with malintent. And I think he's a great creator. And in, like, a weird way, I think some of our audience actually started following him. So, in a weird way, this helped everyone. Like, he obviously feels a lot more comfortable that we're not using the name.
Yeah, exactly.
We have an epic name now that we're going to announce very shortly.
Oh my God, I really just want to dive into this new name, man. Like, it has me so excited. And also, again, like with Scott, like, we talked to him, we made sure everything was clean, everything was good. And honestly, when he told us how he's, like, aimed to, like, get to 100,000 subscribers, like, he has a lot of reasoning, a lot of motivation behind it. And, like, just talking to him made us even more sure on our decision. Like, change the name, it was really the move, because we want to see him make it to 100K. We want to see him reach his goals. And
yeah,
I think that we're really happy with this new name as well. So it kind of worked out for both parties involved.
Also, I think this is probably, like, a pretty good time to just say that Darsh and I work on the podcast, but we also have an incredible editor named Luke.
Yes.
Who is, like, part of the team now, and he edits everything for us. He does the thumbnails. Like, he is an incredibly talented guy. And unfortunately, he couldn't be on the Zoom call with us. But we definitely want to introduce him on a future episode. And I also want to say that we hopped on like a three-way team call that night to just debrief like the madness of the day.
I actually loved that call.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite calls of all time. We were like literally laughing like the whole time.
Yeah, we're just like, we're cracking jokes, just trying to make it, it's not like it wasn't a very light issue, but it was very much like we wanted to be lighthearted about it after such a tough day on all of us. Like, we thought that it would be really nice if we could just sit down, debrief, figure out what our next steps are. And like, Luke is genuinely an amazing member of our team. He is he's the god behind all of our edits. He does all the edits for us. And it honestly, the podcast wouldn't be done without him. And I remember just being on that call where all this like cracking jokes, chatting. I was at the golf range actually with my brother for his birthday. Really? Yeah, that's why I was on the phone.
That's funny.
And I pulled to the side, and like my brother and my cousins are just looking at me like I'm just cracking up in the corner. I don't know. Yeah. I thought it was funny.
I feel like anytime we're on like a three-way call, we're always like laughing.
Yeah, it's always a good time.
Yeah. That was a crazy day. In some ways, it was like the lowest day of my career, but in other ways, it was like one of the best because there was so much outpouring of support from like so many creator friends that I didn't even know like followed the channel. And I think that we also did something that was right, and I feel really good about that. So
yeah, it was a growth experience. It's something that we both grew from.
Yeah, we definitely learned a lot. We're not going to make that mistake again. We really did our due diligence with the new name, and I feel like we should probably announce a new name.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm going to let Jacqueline introduce it, but before we get into it, how's everyone doing? I just want to drag this out a little bit. No, I'm joking. Jacqueline, why don't you tell us the brand new name for this podcast?
All right.
Where this is episode 11.5. What is the new name? What are we going with?
The name is The Digital Dive.
Woo! Clapping effect. Luke, add some clapping effect.
Yeah, I know. I feel like we need like a sound effect or
something.
Yeah,
we need like an applaud or something like... Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I am stoked about this name.
Yeah, me too. I feel like it honestly encompasses more of what our branding with the podcast actually is. Like, technically speaking, was kind of keeping us in a box where like we can only literally talk about tech. But I feel like talking about everything digital is so much, like having the name digital makes everything so much more broad. We can talk about
it
so much.
It sounds futuristic.
Yo, it sounds so futuristic. I remember we were just thinking about names and we're like, yo, we need something futuristic, something cool.
We had so many good ones too. We had one that Darsh came up with that I loved, but we ended up not going with it because it could have posed a trademark issue.
Yeah.
It was A Cultured Brew.
Yo, I love that one. I love that one. It was already taken. It's a kombucha company. And if we ever want to like do anything outside of the podcast space, it could cause an issue. Drinks, anything. Yeah. It would give us an issue.
That's a Easter egg right here that may be happening.
Yeah. Well, actually, if you guys aren't already, check out our Twitter because I drop Easter eggs all the time. Like I said, last week I said 11.5 ? And then I said name ? And having everyone was just like trying to throw all these conspiracy theories, all these theories about like what that meant.
Yeah, dude, me too. Did you see my tweet the other day? I was like, I can't wait to dive into the next generation of the podcast or something. And I was like, a few hours later, like there's a hint about the name and a lot of people like were onto it.
Yeah, no, I literally saw that. I saw it like a recommended tweet in my timeline, like on my notifications. It was like, Jacqueline recently tweeted this.
Oh, interesting.
And I was like, oh my goodness, I have to find out what the tweet was. And I looked back and I found it. I was like, oh my God, this is so obvious. The Digital Dive. It has such a nice ring to it. I love it.
I love it. When the first time like it was mentioned, I was like, oh, like, I don't know. Like we had so many names. We did like a group call with like Darsh, myself and Luke. And we had like 10 different names, so many like ones that were pretty good, but they were like taken for different reasons. And then Darsh's brother came up with an incredible one that we loved.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually, what was it? Do you remember?
It was The Digital Thread.
Oh yeah, I still love that one, but we couldn't do it. It was taken everywhere.
Yeah, literally the biggest thing when it comes to creating any new business is ultimately like figuring out where the trademarks are. So like who has what trademarks on what names? Like when you're coming up with a name, you have to literally fact check everything. And funny enough, one of the people that was giving a lot of the backlash, I guess, when we had our technically speaking name and like that was and like that entire thing was going on, they had actually tweeted at us giving us a website to check every single social media platform to tell us where something's taken.
Oh yeah, that was so helpful.
That was so helpful. Like literally, and it's not 100% accurate by any means. Like I'd click something, it'd say that something's taken on Instagram, and I'd click it, and then it wouldn't exist on Instagram. It'd be like username not available.
Okay.
So it just means that like it's not taken. So I'm like, all right, cool. Like I can take this one then. But it was very useful to have everything just in a row for us. So I guess out of the backlash came some pretty good new tools when it comes to creating businesses.
I love the name. I really do.
I love it.
And
it's
Luke
good.
Is going to like redesign the logo. We definitely have to introduce Luke on the podcast.
Yes, please, soon.
Yeah, dude, I'm stoked. Should we, I think we should give a little like sneak peek into what's coming next week for the episode. And then we should round this one off because it's a mini episode.
Yes, yes. Well, so last night we did have a very long call with some fantastic creators. You guys may have heard of them.
Darsh, who were they?
You guys may have heard of them. Their names are Colin and Samir. They run their own podcast called the Colin and Samir Podcast. They also run a YouTube channel where they have a show called The Breakdown, which is fantastic. I urge you guys all to check it out and check out the new episode featuring them next week
or
whenever that it's done being edited. It's a very long episode, but it's a dope episode.
Yeah.
We do a deep dive.
They did a live audit of my YouTube channel
and I was
mind blown.
Like there's so many things that are just like under the radar that you don't think that you need to do or that you need to know when it comes to YouTube, but there's so much you need to know. And these guys gave the best tips and like the best understanding you can get from storytelling, but I'm not gonna tease that anymore. I don't want to give anything else away, but
so good, dude. Also, like, I feel like we should talk about this on like episode 13. I was high key so nervous for that episode. Like,
yo, I was sweating buckets,
dude. I was sweating too. I was so nervous.
Yeah, like I remember I was like, I had my chair sitting upright and I was just sitting here, and this is after like I just finished work too, so I went and got a coffee and I was already running late, and then like I was running late and then I jumped on the call. They're like, all right, let's just get started. And they're like, oh god. And they're just like, everything was just it was so, and then oh my, it was just, that was, it was stressful, I guess.
They're like good friends of mine, but I was still so nervous because I also just like look up to them so much, and I feel like they're like geniuses. And also, you and I, like, we're not interviewers. Like, we do it a lot on the podcast, but like we have no formal training in interviewing.
Oh no, yeah, like we have no like broadcasting training. And like, you know what, actually I think that would be a really cool episode if we could get someone who does interview a lot of people on and have them teach us the tips of the trade.
Sick.
maybe that's another little Easter egg for you guys all listening.
That'd be cool.
For who another really guest cool. might be. But yeah.
I feel like we should end this one here because it's starting to become a full-length episode. And it's supposed to be a mini one.
I know. I low-key missed just like sitting on a Zoom call with you, chatting into the microphone, not worrying about anything.
Yeah, me too.
But the clips also turn out dope, so like I don't mind it as well.
I do kind of miss not having the camera because like I'm like literally just chilling right now, like drinking a chai. Like the camera's awesome and it's growing the business for us, but there is something nice about just an audio-only call. Plus, this is actually our first episode ever where we had no game plan or script and we just talked.
This was completely off the cuff, and like I actually loved it. Like, this is like time has flied. It's just like as if we're on a call just talking and catching up and like just telling a story.
It might be better. This may be the move.
This may be the move for the next coming episodes. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to The Digital Dive.
Yes. Also, I do want to give a huge thank you and shout out, as always, to Adil Constantine for our intro and outro music. Fantastic job. His links are in the show notes. And of course, as we already mentioned, Luke, our fantastic editor and friend, he is editing this episode. So Luke, you're a god. Thank you so much. But check out his links as well in the show notes down below.
Thank you guys all so much for listening. We'll be back next week with the Colin and Samir episode. You should be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel because there will be clips on there. So we'll also link that in the show notes.
Yeah, and already, if you aren't already subscribed to this podcast on all of the podcast networks, I don't care wherever you're listening to, just listen and subscribe. Drop a review if you have a chance to as well. That would be fantastic. Apple Podcast review, 5 stars, please. Just let us know if you like it, you know, and subscribe to the channel.
Yeah, leave a comment.
Exactly. Just, you know, do all the things to, you know, to stay in touch with our lives. Follow us on Twitter. We're always posting on there. The new Digital Dive Name will now be linked down below as well. I almost tripped up there.
True. Yeah. You're going to see our socials very soon. We already got the domain. Like, we're locked and loaded with this new name.
It's coming soon, guys.
We'll catch you next week.
Catch you guys next week.